For I always precede you, saith the Lord. For wherever you go, if you are led by my Spirit, if you follow after me, I am there before you got there. I am there before you arrived. Your healing, it's already been done. You just arrive at that place where I am to receive your healing. But I've already provided it. And where I am, I call you to be. Rise up. Rise up and follow me. Rise up and come where I am, declares the Lord. For I told the disciples, I go before you into Galilee. I was there preparing a place. I said, when I go to heaven, I will prepare a place for you. And if I prepare a place, I will come again and receive you to myself. For I have a place prepared for my people, declares God. I have a place where I reside, but it is a place where I have called you to ascend to. Not just to leave your earthly atmosphere, but a place where you can enter into in the realm of the Spirit to receive my benefits in this life. For where I am, declares God, I call you to be. I call you to a higher level. I call you to a deeper commitment. I call you to a deeper prayer life. I call you into the deep, because deep calls unto the deep. And I am calling you, says God, to enter into my deep. Oh, there are those who tread upon the water and they splash in the water and they say, oh, look at me, look at me. I'm so deep. Oh, you don't know what deep is. What's deep for man is shallow for me. When you find out new scientific theories that I have created the worlds with and the heavens with, for my heavens declare my glory. When you find those conscripts, when you find those discoveries, you think we're really deep now. Oh, but I've displayed it for you, before you, for years and years and years, and you never grasp it till now. You think you're deep? You think because you found something in my word that you're deep? But I'm the one who spoke the words. My words are life. Life to all who find them. They're life. They're life. They're life. And when you find that word, when you find my word, declares God, that life is loosed on the inside of you. And as you abide in that word begins to rise up in you, and it will bring healing to all your flesh. You think you're deep. Oh, but it's my deep that gives life to the dead. It's my deep that causes the dead to rise up. It's my deep that causes the new birth. It's my deep that calls unto you, says God. Come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. Don't shy away. Don't back up. Don't back up. Don't quit. Persevere. Go through, go through, go through, go through, go through. For I'm waiting for you, declares God. I'm waiting for you, for I have prepared a place for you. I've called you into my dream, into that which you perceive as a desire, a hope, a wish, but that is my calling to you to come into my presence. That which you think has passed away, that which is no longer achievable for you, is still achievable for me. And if you will follow, I can still bring you into that spot. I can still bring you into those things. Don't say that was then, but today is now. No, yesterday was now, and today is now. For I am not limited by time, says God. For those things that have been placed in your hearts from a child were put there by me, says God, to know me, to walk with me, to be fulfilled in me. I've placed those images, those dreams, those hopes, those wishes inside of you. And when you deny them, when you push them away, you're pushing me away. For I've called you to dwell with me. I've come into the earth to show myself to you, that you would know me, that you would walk with me, that you would have fellowship with me. I raised my son from the dead that you might have newness of life, that you might receive the forgiveness of sin, that you might let all that old junk go, to let it die, and walk in the power of my resurrection. For this is the power that I've displayed, says God. This is the power that changes lives. This is the power that resurrects dreams. This is the power that frees the captive from the shackles of the things of this world. For when you are free, you are free. And I have come to declare liberty to the captives, to open the prison doors. I've declared for the blind to see, the lame to walk. I've come to make old men dream dreams and young men see visions. I've come that you might know me, says God. So don't say when you have a dream, when you have a desire, don't say, oh, I could never do that. For I can do it through you, says God, if you will surrender it to me. If you will give it to me, I can do those things through you, and I choose to do them through you, says God. Hallelujah.
Yea, my people, and I say unto you this day, have not I said, and did not I give thee the promises, that I would bring you into a land filled with milk and honey? Did not I tell you that I would bring you into end time ministry? Did not I say unto you in just weeks past to come out of the wilderness? Do you understand what it means, my people, to come out of the wilderness? That means that the chains and the fetters and the bondages will fall from you. And yea, this day there is many chains and many fetters laying around about this sanctuary. For yea, I am the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. Yea, I am the captain of the host. Yea, I come to receive a mighty army. And yea, I am gathering you, and I say, whosoever will shall from this day forth have a holy boldness. You shall be surprised at the boldness you will have. For you will walk up to people and you will just begin to speak to them. You will talk to your doctors. You will talk to your lawyers. You will talk to the people in the courthouses. You will talk to the people in hierarchy. And you will tell them about the things of mine. You will tell them about me. You will tell them of your worship for me. And I say unto you, I shall use you. I shall bring siblings as I have prophesied. Yea, I shall fill this place. Yea, and when I fill this place, my glory shall go forth. Yea, it shall radiate from the windows and the rooftop. Yea, it will radiate from the door jams. Yea, it will radiate from the walk that is around about this building. For I say unto you that I shall set a fire. And yea, those who look will see that fire. Those who look will see my presence. For I say unto you, my people, I am a mighty God. And I will bring about those things I have promised to you. For I will not lie as man will lie. But I say unto you that my word is truth. Those things that I have spoken through my prophets, yea, they shall come to pass, saith God, for I have found favor with thee. And yea, when you come out of this wilderness and go into the land of milk and honey, yea, know everything is prepared. Yea, know everything is set before you. Yea, you shall walk in and find the table spread. Yea, you shall walk in and find the piece of land, tribe by tribe, that you desire. For yea, I desire in my heart to give you the desires of your heart. If you will keep your mind and your heart upon me, saith God, I will fill you to overflowing. For I am the Lord thy God, the host of the army in the midst of my people.
When pangs of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried, till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. As Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord. An instant in a courage bold, I stood upon his word. And oh, I give you praise, Father. And old Satan tried to tell me that Jesus did not hear my prayers. But praise the Lord, the work is done. Yes. And Christ the Lord is here. Yes. I would not be denied. Yes. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole. Yes. I would not be denied.
Yes. Amen. 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 Say our favorite verse with me, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Now, I want you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to just introduce this because we don't have... I'm going to introduce it real briefly because we don't have time to go on to this. But I want to just... I'm going to bring this up and I'm going to ask you to pray for the next month, okay, over these things. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting in verse 27, says, I want you to get there because you might want to take note of this. Now, you are the body of Christ and members individually. And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Now, this is curious. When we go through this list, when people are quoting this list, they usually leave out one phrase in there, and that is helps. We talk about apostles and prophets and teachers and miracles and gifts of healings, administrations, and varieties of tongues. But we tend to leave out, when we talk about it, the ministry of helps. And he lists that in there. Now listen, he lists helps above administrations, above varieties of tongues. Now, being a full gospel church, you know, a lot of people, when we lead them into the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, they think they have arrived. They think this is it. Well, there's still a whole lot of things ahead of you. Amen? Still a lot of things that God's calling us into. You're now taking baby steps. I mean, remember, Jesus said, don't even leave Jerusalem till you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Don't even think about going out without the power of God. Don't even perceive it. Don't even imagine yourself going out and doing the work of the ministry without the power of the Holy Spirit. And so a lot of times we get this attitude of, well, I speak in tongues. I'm really hot stuff. Well, you're on your way. Hallelujah. Amen. You're on your way. But it's interesting. When Paul starts asking the questions, are all apostles? We can go up and we find apostles in the list. He said, are all prophets? We find prophets in the list. Are all teachers? We find teachers in the list. Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Now, it's curious in there. Like I said, I'm just introducing this. There's two things that are not listed in this list of questions. Now, when you ask the question, are all apostles? And the obvious answer is what? No. Are all prophets? The obvious answer is no. Are all teachers? No. Do all work in gifts of healings? No. Do all work in miracles? No. Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret tongues? And the answer is no. So when I read that the other week, why does God leave out, or Paul leave out, helps and administrations? Because we all ought to be involved in those things. Amen. We all are involved in helps. I remember a book I read years ago. He said, if you want to know what office you hold in the church, you hold the office of helps. Whether you fulfill it or not is the gift of administration. Do you administrate your help? You know, it's like, I'm in the office of helps. Fine. What are you doing with it? Doing. I'm just in the, if you're not administrating your helps, if you're not directing it, if you're not causing it to have place, then you're not fulfilling your office of helps. I'm Gordon Brubaker. I'm your pastor, and I'm here to help you. Amen. Now, It's curious. He says in verse 31, but earnestly desire the best gifts. Now, he says, and yet I show you a more excellent way. What are the best gifts? I mean, wouldn't you love to have the best gift? Now, for study, read chapters 13 and 14 and see if you can discover the best gifts. Because so many of us think that the best gift is to be an apostle, is to be a prophet, to be a teacher, is to move in gifts of healings or miracles or tongues and interpretation. Those are the really cool gifts. But if you read 13 and 14, you find Paul taking you in a different direction. Now, the problem at Corinth, I'll just throw this in. The problem at Corinth is they had a troubled church. Remember their communion services? The rich came and they brought their picnic baskets and they ate in their corner and they had their wine and they got drunk. And the poor sat in another corner and were never invited to share what the rich had brought. So the poor over here in this one corner, and they're not able to eat well, and they don't have the supplies and stuff, but the rich are over here having a party. And that's why Paul says you dishonor the body of Christ because you're not sharing with each other. You're not participating with one another. That's why Paul also says if someone comes in as wealthy in your assembly and you give him a seat of honor, he says, why? We're not to treat the poor any differently than you treat the rich. So if you honor the wealthy, you should honor the poor. Amen. Now remember the first verse of this that we read, 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually, but we all have our part to play in that membership, in the body of Christ. We all have that part. He says, earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I will show you a more excellent way. I'm just going to stop there with a tease. I feel like I'm Fox News or some other news program that always is giving you teases and never get to the point. But I'm going to ask our offering attendants to come up here real quick. I want you to pass these out so everyone in the church has one. We're going to be talking about the ministry of helps. And so we want to be practical, right? So here we have a practical list of helps, opportunities in the church. And I was going to go through those, but we don't have enough time to. But I want you to read this list over. And part of your assignment, besides studying chapters 13 and 14 in 1 Corinthians, is to go over this list and pray about it. Make it a matter of prayer and ask God, as you pray for it, ask God, where do I fit? What is it that I'm capable of doing and what is it that I'm willing to do? Because we need all these things. We need clerical staff. And we're asking for about 4 hours of volunteer time a week. We can take 1, 2, 3, 4 people. I'm behind on the words of the Lord right now that we're trying to transcribe and trying to go through that. I haven't had a chance since we got back from Haiti to go through all those. We have some, but I don't have enough yet to be able to print and put out. We need the monthly announcement sheet. We need somebody that's willing to do something like that. We've got a lot of people requesting booklets of the words of the Lord. We need somebody to help assemble that together. Those are just some things. In-house posters, advertising for different things. We need a webmaster. Does anybody know what a webmaster is? We need somebody to oversee the Facebook page and the web page for the church because it is just getting really beyond what I have time to do and to do it consistent. I heard Roxanne when she was in Florida almost called me up and she says, we need to do something with our webpage. It's not up to date. And it's like, I know it's not. And it's because I do what I feel like has to be done immediately and the other things I'm letting slide, and we need someone to do the webpage for us. We need some interior and exterior maintenance work done. If you would be willing to do something like that. We have a small list of jobs to do. We need some doors painted. We're still getting doors. We've ordered 2 doors from one company here in town December the 4th, and I talked to him this week, and he's calling up the company because he said, I thought those ought to be done now. So we're still waiting on two doors for about 4 months now. Children's ministry, we need workers there. Youth ministry, we don't have one, but it would be nice to have a youth ministry to reach out to the youth. It'd be nice to have somebody that wants to be a child evangelist or a youth evangelist that really wants to win youth to come and build something up like that. Financial department is actually pretty well taken care of right now, but we still need an auditor. Somebody, if you know how to do books and how to audit books, we could use that because we're behind on the regular auditing of our books. The helps, greeters, offering attendance, ushers, platform preparation, communion preparation, church decorations. We have people doing church decorations, but we want to offer you the opportunity that if you'd like to work with church decorations, we'd love to have you do that. If you'd like to help out with communion, that's five times a year of just making communion bread and being sure the juice and the cups and everything are all taken care of and presiding over that. That's not a lot of work, but it's something that needs to be done. Music. If you'd like to play an instrument, if you'd like to join the singers, if you'd like to be part of the worship team, we want to encourage you to do that. If you want to be a dancer, if you'd like to start a dance troupe, you know, go for it. Flaggers, you know, Francis is kind of teaching people how to flag, but maybe we want to start a flag school and just do something like that and just say, hey, an hour before Sunday evening service from 5 to 6, we're just going to come in, and those that are interested in doing flags, flag. I'm going to leave it up to Francis, because if you want me to teach you how to flag, it ain't going to happen. See, this is an area of helps. This is an area of adding to what we already have. These are other areas. We need a sound system operator. Stephen's been doing it for, 10 years, 12 years? I don't know, a long, long time, but he just graduated from college. He's getting ready to go on with his career, and it involves more than being our sound man. And we need a replacement, and we want to strike while he's still here so he can train you how to watch over things and prepare for words of the Lord and hit all the right buttons and do all this kind of stuff. I would love to have an overhead projector operator. I would love, we in one of the churches in Haiti, we walked in that church and they had a projection screen and they had an overhead projector and they were operating an overhead projector. And I'm thinking, here we are in Haiti in the land that has nothing and they are more technologically advanced than we are. We ought to be ashamed. That's what I thought. I was embarrassed. I wanted to say, I never told the pastor, I wanted to tell the pastor, I wish we had one of these. But more than just that, you've got to have someone operate it, but you've got to have someone prepare the slides. You've got to have someone to prepare the songs. We can buy the equipment. We can buy the equipment. We've got money right now to buy the equipment. We don't have a person that's willing to operate it and function in it. And because it's going to take some time. I'm telling you, it'll just take some time to get the songs worked up and the slides and all. I don't even know what all it does, but it's just, you know, it's one of those technological things, and we've got a perfect background to do it on. I don't even think we need a slide. You can even paint the wall with certain types of paint that will enhance a projector like that. So we need something like that. And if you're interested in outreach, boy, there's a lot of things we can do for outreach. There's a lot of different things. If you'd like to be involved in outreach, contact me. Let me know. One is the Angel Tree, and we have a person that's willing to head that up, but they need some assistance with that. And that's a prison ministry to people in prison to bring Christmas gifts to their children when they can't get to them. Church activities. We need people to help plan and promote church activities. Danielle's doing a wonderful job on some things, but I wouldn't mind expanding that. And if you'd like to help Danielle, you know, go to her and say, I'd like to help. She'll take your name. She really will. She'll take your name. And knowing Danielle, she'll put you to work. Hallelujah. She'll put you to work. So, you know, praise God. You know, this isn't, now think about this. This isn't to, we're not pushing anybody out of a position. We're trying to add to. It's helps. On the sheet it says volunteer positions available. But I'm serious. Ask God, because one of the things I didn't preach on was if a church grows, it's dependent on help. Yes. Pastors alone cannot grow a church. Music teams alone cannot grow a church. Even evangelists alone cannot build a church. It takes helps. And helps is a category I believe every one of us qualifies for. And so I want you to pray and ask God, where do I fit? Where can I work? I know we all have different things. Some of us live far away, some of us live close. But what can you help at? You know, a lot of times the church is not as clean as what we would like because we don't have enough housekeepers. It only takes about 2 hours a week to clean one of our four sections of the church. If you'd be willing to do that, Nancy would greatly appreciate it. Some of us would appreciate it. Curtis was teasing me the other day, but he said, I saw a piece of paper on the floor, and I thought maybe I should pray to see if I should pick it up or not. Now, that's funny. Curtis and I, we have this joke between us because at one time we had a person in church, and there was a piece of paper on the floor, and I let it go purposely because I wanted to see who would pick it up, if anybody would pick it up. And finally, after literally about 3 to 4 weeks, I got tired of seeing it on the floor. I'm serious. So I picked it up. And one of our leaders at the time came up to me and says, I've been seeing that there too, and I was wondering who would pick it up. It's like some things you shouldn't have to pray about. You should see. Robert Schuller built an entire church on this one concept: find a need and fill it. Most churches operate on the creed, see a need and complain about it. Now, I don't agree with all of Robert Schuller's theology. I think it's faulty in a lot of areas, but the concept of find a need and fill it puts the responsibility on you, the individual, and it is a help to everybody else. You know, I have people come and say, well, Gordon, I'll help you in any area that you need help in. I said, well, I need help in this, and well, I don't feel comfortable in doing those. That's why we gave you a list. Because a lot of times people are willing to help. We need gardeners. If you like to garden, we need gardeners. We there's a whole host of things that we need. And all of it, I mean, I don't know about you, when I walk in the church, I don't like to see the paint peeling on the door. You know, it's an embarrassment. But we need people that are willing to do little things like that, of scrape and paint a door. So it's not big, but it takes time. And we're all busy. Amen. I understand. We're all busy. But if you can spend some time, we would sure appreciate it to pray over these things and come to us and say, I feel led to do this. Amen? Amen? Amen. So that's the T's. And you have your assignment. Amen? So say with me, I'm ready to get out of here. Okay, let's stand up. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your demonstration this morning. We thank you, God, that our congregation, we want to see you be God. And we pray, God, out of the depths of our heart and all of the understanding that we have, Lord, come. Come and show yourself. Come and be who you are in our midst, God. Come and feel free in us to move and to have your will done. Lord, it may be different. It won't always be the same every week. But Father, we trust you that if we are faithful to follow you, you will not let us fall into error, and you will not lead us into a place that is an embarrassment to you, because you're going to show yourself strong. And God, we give you the praise and the honor that you are willing to do these things for all who believe. And we thank you, Father, that you're honoring our faith with your presence and honoring our prayers, God, by your working among us to will and to do your good pleasure. For this, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all those who help, all those who are going to help. We pray, Father, your will to be done in this congregation, at this time, in this day, in this hour, in this community, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everyone said, amen, amen. God bless you.